This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell. Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Durham.
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods. Madam President, the roll reveals 10 present, 3 absent. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of January 8th, 2018?
Motion to approve the minutes of January 8th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any?
Madam President, may I be...
Mr. Hollins.
May I be recorded as present along with Councilman Bell?
Yes, Mr. Bell is here and Mr. Hollins. Clerk?
Thank you.
Next, are there any announcements from members of council? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19005. To amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, Article 5, Site Capacity and Concurrency Calculations, Article 11, Transportation Impact, Article 31, Procedures and Administration, Article 33, Definitions. Ordinance 19007, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.400, Department of Community Services, Section 2.05.406, Housing Advisory Board, established, composition, terms of office, qualification of members, duties and powers. Regarding qualification of members, duties and powers, to expand the duties of the Housing Advisory Board to include advising on affordable housing programs for very low and low income households, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 19, to delete Article 5, Rental Housing Advisory Committee.
Thank you. Reports from select and special committees. May I please have a report from the Land Use Committee?
Oh, I'm going first here tonight. Okay.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. So, Land Use Committee met on Tuesday the 15th. We heard a resolution for deed restriction change potential from Councilman Bell. Councilman Woods had a plan for the Christiana Fire Company, and Councilman Smiley had a proposed rezoning at basically the area of Harris Corner. We had a discussion from Land Use General Manager Rich Hoff, preservation of open space and our next steps that was laid out, and we'll look for some follow-up from GM Hall on that potentially very soon.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Finance Committee met 2 o'clock today in the work conference room. We discussed issues on the agenda and approved one grant request and had a checkbook update from the administration.
Thank you. Community Services Committee, Ms. Diller?
Yes, the Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 p.m. We discussed the reorganization of the Housing Advisory Committee, and that's reflected in the ordinance just read into the record. And we also had an update on the potential effect of the shutdown on county federal housing programs.
Thank you. The Executive Committee, Mr. Smiley.
Executive Committee met at 4 o'clock today, 8th floor conference room, approved the hiring of an aide for the 5th District. We had 2 committee appointment discussions, and had discussion of R19-021 tonight's agenda.
Thank you. Consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19018, congratulating and commending Corporal Jason Mullen on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. Next, there are no presentations. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open up the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. The first read is R19019. I ask that R19019 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 19019, plan of Christiana Fire Company, White Clay Creek 100, north side of McGuire Street, east side of Old Baltimore Pike, south side of Main Street, major land development plan that proposes a 32,193 square foot fire station and C5 zoning, Council District 1.
Per title, and I ask that if the council has any questions or comments, the applicant is available. So does anyone have any questions or comments? Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. We received a very thorough briefing on the proposed new fire station for Christiana Fire Company. And they are, just for the record, they're one of the most busiest fire companies in the entire state. This is a long overdue upgrade so they can offer the valuable public safety services they offer to the members of the county and their fire district. And they did a great job with their architecturals, so they will blend into the Christiana Village. Very impressive, and I wish them all the best.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from council that has a question or a comment? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19019.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19019 is passed. Next, R19020. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Move that Resolution 19-020 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19020, to amend the maintenance declaration for Shannon Cove to encompass the additional lots of Shannon Cove 2, including tax parcel number 13018.20393, 2625 DuPont Parkway.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. As we know, at the last Land Use Committee meeting, we had quite a lengthy discussion about the maintenance declaration for Shannon Cove and what will be Shannon Cove 2. We had a very, I believe, compelling and factual presentation made by the president of the Shannon Cove Homeowners Association, President David Healy. And considering the fact of the additional burden that it will place on the homeowners of Shannon Cove, along with the additional cost and maintenance of the open space, the maintenance corporation itself and development, the residents, have asked county council and myself as a district council person to consider not approving this change. We, at the last land use meeting, posed a question to both our county law department as well as council to council, and we have been advised by both, and certainly Mike McLaur could make comment if he so chooses or if there is any question, but two things that were reported back is that we as the council have a right and responsibility to either vote it in an affirmative or vote it down. And that option is this county council's option. It was also presented back that the developer has the ability and right to develop another maintenance corporation for Shannon Cove 2, that can be done. So twofold, we as the council can either vote yes or vote no for this change, and also a Shannon Cove 2 maintenance corporation could be developed in the future. I spoke with the president of the Homeowners Association as late as this afternoon, and they have asked me as their district council person to support their request as the homeowners of more than 400 homes in Shannon Cove. And so I will do that this evening. And, you know, I would ask for my fellow council their consideration and support in this matter. And we'll take it from there.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, this is, I guess I'll just go directly to Councilman Bell. Since I wasn't here last week, is when you have 400 homes on one and the other one's 16, the way I imagine, of course, stormwater ponds and everything still cost the same, are the two of them going to be able to combine to make it 416 so the 400 have to pay for the other 16 lots? Or is the 16 lots going to be paying an extravagant amount of money?
I think I can answer not by my vote. Will they be combined? But what was presented by the maintenance corporation was that there would be a significant increase in each of the homeowners' maintenance fees, annual maintenance fees, if they were to be combined.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, there's quite a bit of open space, shrubbery, trees, berms, so the burden of responsibility would then fall upon the primary maintenance corporation of Shannon Cove rather than Shannon Cove 2. And so they have asked that it not be combined with Shannon Cove, and I believe that your answer would be, as far as Shannon Cove 2 and a second maintenance corporation, those folks that buy those particular homes would have the responsibility of maintaining the open space, the berm, the trees, and the roadways and things of that nature. And the cost of doing that would be shared amongst the new homeowners, not the existing community.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19020.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Carter?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
No.
Ms. Doerr?
No.
Ms. Durham?
No.
Ms. Hartley Nadel?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
Foregone conclusion, but I'm going to say no.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 no, 1 absent.
R19020 is defeated. R19021, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like Resolution 19-021, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Substitute number 1, the Resolution 19021, rebutting the Council President's statements regarding County Council's actions about the Delaware Board of Trade and admonishing her for her distortions and fabrications about the DeBot County government loan issue.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. This resolution is constructed to respond to statements made by the Council President early in her interview with the WILM 1450, a week after we received the DBOT, about 4 days after we received the DBOT briefing, which was January 8th. And in the early part of the interview, reading from the transcript, the Council President says that during 2015, at the time, Council asked for a legal opinion from an outside firm to what the legality of DBOT money and what came back was it was illegal, unlawful for them to do it. But Council went ahead and did it anyway. So this resolution is to clarify for the public to restore trust in the County Council that we are looking out for the fiduciary responsibility of this county and its citizens in the matter of the Delaware Board of Trade loan. This is a rebuttal to that, and to clarify for the record, because it is the record, that Newcastle County Council twice voted against loaning money to Delaware Board of Trade and also held a press conference to further reiterate our position that we were against loaning money to the Delaware Board of Trade. At no time did this council as a body want to go down that road. It's a complex story. It has some chapters to it. But that is what this resolution is constructed to respond to. And we worked this over pretty well in our executive committee meeting. And I will close so council members can put something on the record.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to state their opinion, question, or comment? And I will rebut what Mr. Cartier has just said again. What he has said is untrue. What is in the resolution is untrue. I was referring to an opinion paid for by counsel, by an outside counsel, that discussed that what was done was unlawful. And I still hold the same opinion as I said then. Next, are there any other comments? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just want to again reiterate that these were at two completely different times, that when we voted on the resolution, or on the motion to not transfer or loan any county funds to DBOT, we did not have the Swayze opinion. After we found out that the money was already transferred, that's when we, as a council, made a decision by majority vote to hire an outside law firm to see if there was anything more that we could do and to get another legal opinion based on the facts as to whether it was illegal or unlawful for this money to be transferred. So when you say that we had an opinion that transferring the money was illegal or unlawful, but we transferred the money anyway, that cannot follow because we transferred the money long before we had that opinion.
Ms. Kilpatrick, I did not say the money. And so as I said in council, in the council committee meeting, this was a, 10-minute interview that I had 6 minutes to speak. I had already been told by the interviewee that it was going to move very fast as I was starting to elaborate, which he had recommended, you know, asked that I not do on different issues. The issue we were there to discuss was not this. And so this was a little bit of background that came up, and it made the point that I did not agree that council did not move forward after they had that opinion. I'm not talking about the past. We didn't refer to the past. I did not say that the council gave them the money. In fact, I said in that interview, it was the county executive, and I referred to him, or I might have even said Mr. Gordon, one of the two, that I referred to that. So all the things that you are saying, I made clear with three different statements to clarify that. Could I have been clear? Perhaps. In fact, definitely, because you're spinning it to be something that it wasn't. Ms. Kilpatrick.
You did say that it was set up by the executive, but to quote what was said in the interview, at the time, counsel had asked for a legal opinion from an outside law firm to what the legality of lending DBOT money, and what came back was it was illegal, you know, unlawful for them to do it, but counsel went ahead and did it anyway. I don't quite understand how that is unclear to it, you. This
it was unlawful for them, the government, to give DBOT the money.
And we did it anyway. Council went ahead and did it anyway.
And it went, first and of all, I could have clarified that, but it was not said to mislead. In fact, I had presented all of the documents, many documents, to the interviewee. His audience was in all likelihood and is financially sophisticated because it's about a finance show that he does, knew the background. And it would be ridiculous to cite everything that was done. And I did bring up that you asked for the opinion, that the opinion was asked for. And that's what I'm referring to. So could I have said it clear? Yes. But I did not intend to mislead anybody, nor did I lie.
When you say council went ahead and did it anyway, that is pretty much saying that we were told that it was illegal to get the money and we went ahead and did it anyway.
No.
If you're going
did
to
it move
interview,
forward?
If you're going to do an interview,
Ms.
please make sure that your chronology is correct. If you don't have the answer in an interview, it is much more prudent to just not answer.
Ms. Kilpatrick, you have not met.
To throw the entire you're
interrupting me.
The bus.
You're interrupting me.
She had the floor. I interrupted
no.
you.
I didn't call on her again. I was still speaking.
But you interrupted me when I had the floor.
Yeah, that may be true.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for that.
And all those technology. Get that one out.
But I'm finished now. Thank you.
But everybody, the interviewer knew what I meant. But other people who have listened to it, that I had listened to it, know exactly what I said. This is the same position I've had for a couple years. I could have said it clear. I was in a hurry because I knew I couldn't give much background. I had to make the connection and move on, you know, very quickly in the interview. It was only 6 minutes long.
The point was
for the interview that I had to wait 2.5 months to get DBOT on the finance committee agenda, and that I was trying the whole time to do that, and then had asked a councilman that was a finance committee chair for financial documents, and I specified the four that I asked for. I spoke to him twice, and not only did he not ask DBOT, but he never told me he didn't ask. Therefore, for me, and I believe DBOT, it was a waste of time because now we've got to ask for the financial documents. I'll be asking again and ask them to come back again with the financial documents. If I had known that, they would not have had to come in that day. We would have scheduled it again for a time they could come in with the financial documents. And so that was the point of that interview, not the history of what was done prior to. And I wrapped it together in three sentences, and I could have been clear, but it was not done to mislead, and it certainly wasn't, I did not lie. Although there are a number of lies also woven through the resolution. So if you're voting on that, you're voting on things that are, there's additional things in that that are not true. And so in order to address this, what I'm going to do, and I looked up this weekend, is, and I had been thinking about doing this anyway, is do a website. I will put the resolution on there, and I will put links for the things that are incorrect with the supporting documents. That way, I get to rebut and actually get to say everything I need to say and also prove that what I was saying was true. Mr. Cartier.
Madam President, in the public that I serve and work with every day, for the people that are well-informed, as you talk about, this interview casts doubt in their minds about the actions of County Council. That is why I am doing this, to clarify in the minds of the public that we did not approve money for the Delaware Board of Trade in any way, shape, or form. And with that, Madam President, I call for the vote.
Second. Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19021. Mr. Val?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the rule reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent. R19021 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. 019-011, Mr. Smiley.
I request that 19-001 be read by title only, be placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 19-001, amend the FY 2019 approved sewer fund operating budget, appropriate $60,000 to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance, Contractual Services, budget line item. Mr. Smiley?
The purpose of this transfer of funds is to support the anticipated fees related to third-party collection services of delinquent sewer accounts, and it's anticipated that the revenues produced will restore those funds.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-001. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. Thank you. 019-001 is passed. Next, 019-002, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that 19-002 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19-002, repeal and replace emergency ordinance number 19-001 and permanently amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, permanently reduce the FY 2019 Newcastle County Council contingency budget to provide funding for the Hero Help Addiction Assistance Program as administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. As you remember, we had an emergency ordinance to approve matching funds for the Hero Help Program as the grant ran out at the end of 2018. So as is the process, that emergency ordinance has to be repealed and replaced with a regular ordinance. And that's what we're voting on tonight.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Street?
I'm going to support this, as I did the emergency ordinance, but I think I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the fact that this is one of two major initiatives that we've done that address addiction after people have become addicted. That's fine. We need to do that. But what I see as a major void in this fight is what we and not just this government, but the governments are doing on the preventive end. I don't see what we're doing in terms of drug awareness, drug education, things that the state eliminated, such as the DARE program. And quite frankly, I don't see what we're doing. We've got all this arguing across the country about immigration. No argument in those arguments. We don't hear a lot about how the opioid, which won't grow in this country, is getting in the country. I don't see what we're doing on the preventive end to the extent that, and I said it before, look right down there at the port, the feds come in, they find it laced with fentanyl before it even leaves, and to my knowledge, it's still business as usual. So, obviously I support this, but there's work to be done, and I think we need to have great discussion about preventive efforts to reduce addiction and to reduce the availability of this drug on the street.
Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? I do have a comment, and that is, I believe this should be fully funded by the executive side. I believe Mr. Street made a lot of good points, but I don't believe this should be funded with a little bit that we have through council. Mr. Street is right. It should be a full program and fully funded. So I will be going, not voting. Is there any other comments? Yes, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, in the ideal world, I would say it would be nice if we had been able to predict what was going to happen and have it fully funded on the administrative level. I think all of us will work to get that into the next year's budget. But this program is so important and has been so successful to not step in and to keep this thing going without interruption, I think would have been irresponsible. And of all the votes I've had the chance to make in the last couple of months since I've been on here, I think this was one of the most important. And I think it's something we should do as council to help get through and solve the problem until we can get the permanent fix, which hopefully will come in July.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just want to say that I agree with Mr. Street, and I, too, am sad that programs such as DARE have been taken out of the schools. And obviously that is not a county issue. That was a state issue. So there's not a whole lot on that level that we can work towards at the moment. We did have an opportunity to keep this program going. And while I agree that there is a lot to do, we need to start in preschool, preaching to these kids and showing them reasons why they have to make good decisions. But today, what we have is a program that will die unless we give the money to it. So same arguments as we had the last time with the emergency ordinance, but this keeps it approved. The approval is there till the end of this fiscal year, or $50,000 on our portion. The executive can put in as much as they want. We will match up to $50,000.
Can I ask you, will this be moved to the executive side for next year and fully funded? Well, it's not going to be a permanent program at council. We have a separation.
This is not a permanent program of council. This is something where council stepped in when they knew that the federal funding was gone. So it's a matter of where do you find the money? And council always has the ability to put money into programs, and that is what I asked to do, along with two other sponsors and the votes of all of this council when we passed the emergency ordinance.
So just so I'm clear, you're not asking this to be every year. It will just be this year,
Yes, it takes up.
Because in that instance, I can be supportive. I would like to see this, but I just don't want to see where we take on another program.
Yes.
And it's not fully funded. It's not funded at the level it should be.
This is not funded and will not be funded as a council program. This makes up the deficit of what we lost in the federal funding. The executive branch has said that they will put in approximately $50,000. I think 52 was their number. I asked if we could match that up to $50,000 to assure that we had the money until the end of this fiscal year. If they can find other grant money in the meantime, we will not need all of this money. So it will be spent only on a monthly basis, and the draw will be as they need it to match the executive side as needed, but it is not a program that is going to be sustainable through Newcastle County Council.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley. And then Mr. Street.
As part of the discussions that led to this, the public safety individuals in the department are working diligently to try to find outside funding to maintain this program. And, of course, we are all hopeful that they can do that. To make funding repetitive, it's not done by ordinance, it would be done in the budget. And we reviewed council's budget today in finance, and this was not there. So, no, it is not in council's budget. Whether it comes in the executive branch or not, we will see when their budget comes whether there's a line in there. But I know to some this probably won't matter, but the logic to me on all of this and in agreeing is we are two separate bodies of government. We have a council budget. There's an executive branch budget. But at the end of the day, there is a Newcastle County budget. And the council funds and executive funds are all in that same budget. At the end of the day, it is taxpayers of Newcastle County who's supporting this. And as a separate body of government, I am pleased that more than once since I come on this council, and I don't know about the many times before, but we have changed the way we handle funds, that this council has stepped up to take a leadership role in the fight against opioids, in the fight for summer youth programs, and other items. And this council, in my mind, never has to apologize to the taxpayers of Newcastle County for stepping out first to set a leadership example for the executive branch of Newcastle County government. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Street. And then Mr. Bell.
I would, one, ask the existing sponsors if I can please be added as a sponsor. And number two, the administration, I think, needs to be commended for putting forward the grant, having the grant in the first place. And I think it's just good faith at its best that we put up half and the administration puts up half when there's an obvious void. It's not the administration's responsibility. It's our responsibility. And for us not to participate and us not to be a part of it, then I think we could be appropriately accused of being derelict in our duty, because assuredly this problem is not born. The burden shouldn't be borne by the administration by itself. I think we have an equal responsibility in this fight for life.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, am very appreciative of Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Smiley, allowing myself to join as a sponsor. And as has already been said, the importance of this particular ordinance, it's not a matter of who funds it. It's a matter of funding it. The principle of protecting human life in this county, the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens, I don't know of anyone on this council that will not vote for a piece of legislation like this. We step up in concert with our administration when needed. This is one of those times it's needed, and it's time to call for the vote.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-002. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Koniak?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shadden?
First, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor also, and yes, I'm supporting it.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 019-002 is passed. Next, 019-003, Mr. Sheldon.
Madam Chair, I move that Ordinance 19-003 be read in by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19003, amend the grants budget, appropriate $49,500 from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation to the Food Bank of Delaware Parking Lot Improvements Grant for the Department of Public Works. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, I heard this was vetted upstairs, not too many questions. Public Works was there to talk about it. And we are removing the money that was appropriated from the State of Delaware to begin with and the Department of Transportation for a very good cause, the Food Bank of Delaware. If you've not heard since what's going on in Washington, we need the food bank more than ever in our lives. So that's all I have to say about it.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Seeing none. Does anyone from the public have a comment? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-003. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 019-003 is passed. Next, 019-004, Mr. Bell.
Defer to Councilman Street, please.
Yes,
Mr. Street.
Madam President, I'd like to have ordinance number 19-004 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19004, amend the grants budget, appropriate $27,876.62 from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation to the Holloway Terrace Fire Company All-Terrain Vehicles Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Mr. Street?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-004. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 019-004 is passed. Next, 018-113, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request that 18-113 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18-113, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, East Side Churchman's Road, North Side Christiana Road, SR-273, and Southwest Side Old Churchman's Road, 100 Picard Road, tax parcel number 10024.00025, 56.49 acres from CR Commercial Regional to I Industrial. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, not to steal anyone's thunder, but just to make sure we're following proper protocol, I would open with saying that this is a rezoning, therefore it does require a polling. Also, this ordinance meets all the legal obligations, requirements, and procedures. It has the Planning Board land use recommendation, and it meets the legal analysis in that is included in those recommendations. This returns a parcel between the Newcastle County Airport and Route 273 back to its prior zoning of industrial with the hope of bringing quite a few good-paying jobs to not only Newcastle County, but definitely to an area that can use it and can very much afford it with its access to the roadways and the bus transportation. That's all I have.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. I'm very glad that we're going to be voting on this to rezone it back to I, this particular parcel, which is proximate to the airport, near the all-important DuPont Highway main thoroughfare. And I can't tell you of another site. Well, I can. Probably Tri-State Mall. But, you know, I've got to hand it to the Councilman Smiley in his district. Very happy to support this, and it's long overdue. And I, crossing my fingers, we will bring some great warehousing jobs or other industrial-type jobs to this site.
Thank you. Is there any other comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018113, and reminding again, this is a poll vote. Mr. Bell.
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendations of our Land Use Department and our Planning Board.
Mr. Carter.
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendations as well as my review of our comprehensive plan, particularly Chapter 9, which this is very much in line with. That does promote this type of growth in this area. The location has been unutilized for over 40 years. I grew up in Newcastle, and as long as I can remember, it's kind of been an underused, blighted area, surrounded by industrial uses, airport, industrial park, access to the highway. No directly adjacent communities where you would have any conflicts. I think it's a wonderful location for this. Although a short drive away, there are some communities which would provide a needed workforce for it. So I think it's an ideal location, and that's why I fully support this rezoning.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendations of the Department of Land Use and the Planning Board and the suitability of the property for the proposed rezoning.
Ms. Dillon?
I'm voting yes because of the positive recommendation of land use.
Ms. Dillon?
I'm voting yes on the recommendation of land use and the consistency with the comp plan, and also just wanted to cite that there were no comments received on the project in opposition.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
I am voting yes, as I agree with the reasons outlined in the recommendation made by the Department of Land Use and the Planning Board.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendations from the Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yeah, I'm voting yes based on the recommendations from the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Shadden?
I will be voting yes based upon the positive recommendation from the Planning Board and Land Use.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes because it meets the character of the area. It's ripe for development in industrial use, and the proposal meets all of the legal analysis included in the recommendations of the Land Use and Planning Board, which I support.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I'm voting yes and joining Land Use in their positive recommendation.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 018113 is passed. Next, 017095, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Should have reported earlier, but Ordinance 17-095 and 096 will remain tabled. We continue our open line of communications with the applicant. They have advised that the traffic impact study that they're conducting, having conducted, will be completed by the end of February, and at that time, we have committed to the fact of bringing it forward before County Council.
Thank you. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned.